Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
More excitement last night, particularly in places like Memphis and L.A. Do you think it will change approaches? I mean, the truth of the matter is because the fifth last year would have gotten you Trae Young. Like, fifth is still better than 12th. And if your team, right. if your team is going down the toilet, you still do guarantee yourself, you know, whatever. I actually don't think it's going to dramatically change. People are going to try. They'll be on the course. They're either on the rebuilding trajectory, on the making the play, and then they adjust on the fly, and there's still an advantage to be higher. I don't know. Do you think it'll have a huge impact?
I don't think it's going to completely alter the incentive structure because it's still, I mean, yeah, as you said, you still get higher odds of landing in the top three or the top five with the worst record in the league or the second worst record in the league. It just, all this does is say it's no longer as valuable to be the absolute worst team in the league. Instead of I think the math under the old system would have been the Knicks had a 64% chance of landing in the top three as opposed to a 40% chance. They still got there, but the odds were significantly reduced from before, and there was a real chance that the Knicks could have come away from last night like staring down DeAndre Hunter or Jared Culver. Not that those would have been the worst outcomes in the history of the world, but, you know, a different sort of ballgame.
Close, yeah.
Yeah, and so... It's like I don't think that organizations are going to react to one lottery cycle and say, well, based on this, we have to change everything. But I do think, if nothing else, the league, a lot of this to some degree boils down to perception. And when the perception was, everyone, you know, the people who are tanking are doing the right thing because there's absolutely no reason for them not to do it. It works out as at least as often as it doesn't, and it's you know, still the best way to try to land yourself a superstar. The league had, you know, did, you know, enacted this measure, a half measure though it may be, in hopes of saying, we're doing something. And then when you get what happened last night, which is, you know, 330-odd win teams who, if not for injuries or trade demands or implosions or whatnot, would have been in, you know, in that playoff mix, that were, you know, bad but not execrable and, you know, had a chance at being good, when they're the ones who get rewarded, you know, and the ones who are the most nakedly awful get punished, the league can at least sort of sell that something is going in the right direction. I don't think it's going to change everything for teams, organizations, for their like sort of strategies and structures, but I think if nothing else, it maybe gets the monkey off the league's back for a little bit, and then, you know, if it rebuilds a team in L.A. faster, if it rebuilds teams in New York faster, if it saves small market franchises some agita, so much the better for everybody.
I have tweeted out Dan's piece. You can read it over at The Ringer, where he took a first look at what happened last night. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
That is Dan Devine from The Ringer. Chris Harrington, simply the best in the city at writing about and talking about the Memphis Grizzlies. He joins us next. Jeff Gawker Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Wiseman, Jeffrey Saw, Dandridge, Lester Quinones, Rajon Tucker, Boogie Ellis.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9.
The fruitful land in the world.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design. Started by Alec Wilson, a native Memphian, Memphisity Design will design and print custom t-shirts to set you apart. They've got amazing service and lightning fast turnaround. They can handle orders from 20 t-shirts to 20,000. Check them out online. You'll find nothing but 5-star reviews. So contact Alec Wilson at alec@memphisshirt.com or go have a look at their website at memphisshirt.com. It's the place that made my show's t-shirts. Let them make your t-shirts too.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45, available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Overworked? Understaffed? Facing unexpected turnover? Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals exactly when you need them most. From payroll managers and bookkeepers to senior accountants, Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Jeff Calkins.
And we have some breaking news, Jeffrey. Do we have the breaking news? Tom Bowen has stepped down as the athletic director at the University of Memphis. It is not healthy to have a dysfunctional relationship between the president and the athletic director. And anyone except for the two of them will tell you there was a dysfunctional relationship.
It's the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right, it's time for your 10 o'clock hour Unicorn Cash Code right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Text REACT, REACT, R-E-A-C-T, R-E-A-C-T, text REACT, R-E-A-C-T, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Of course, data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is right before the Jason and John Show gets kicked off at 11 a.m. Again, text REACT, R-E-A-C-T, text REACT, R-E-A-C-T, 72881. Unicorn Cash, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Make sure you're listening for your chance to win $1,000. One last time, text REACT, R-E-A-C-T, R-E-A-C-T, 72881. Good luck.
I had you on the telephone, said you won't be coming home. Heard you had to leave the state, said you won't be back someday. Well, now I can't wait. No, I think you should stay.
Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
So Chris is walking into the studio right now to be able, and he will be able to tell us shortly what we are listening to. Chris!
That's I Can't Wait by Star and Micey. That is a song from the third and final installment of our Memphis Music Roadmap this week, which I haven't even tweeted out yet today. I've been so busy with the lottery. But that song is on it. It's from the past decade. Also, I think fits the day. I think after that boost of adrenaline last night, we now can't wait for another NBA basketball season in Memphis.
It really changes a lot.
It really does.
It changes so much. Honestly, like, it changes today. It changes how many people are listening to this radio show. Like, instantly, how many people are listening to this radio show? It changes what the Grizzlies are. Like, they're immediately sending out their season ticket number last night.
Right.
It changes the month leading up to the draft. Is going to be a blast. It changes the draft itself. It changes the summer league. It changes, I mean, you've been pointing out, it's the first thing that has to happen, and then
right.
Everything else can happen. It'll change how we look, view going into next season, the excitement of heading into next, let it get, it changes everything.
It gives, and I did a little notebook, not even little, a long notebook this morning that I posted about 20 minutes ago. People can check out at some point. But I sort of, what I led with, there's lots of stuff in it. What I led with is, and I texted our friend Chris Vernon this last night. We were texting back and forth. And, you know, we're at odds a lot of times, but I think we're very simpatico on this. There are no guarantees about what's going to happen going forward.
Correct.
But by putting a young, talented perimeter player, it's probably Ja Morant, maybe it's R.J. Barrett, whatever. Putting a young, talented perimeter player next to Jaren Jackson Jr. right now gives the whole franchise and the whole team a sense of direction and purpose it might not have otherwise had.
Right.
I mean, the team's probably not going to be good next year. Probably not going to be a playoff team next year. But as long as those two players look like they are becoming something, the whole thing has direction now.
Right. And as you pointed out, and I don't want to get into this stuff, yes, we're still going to have to be talking about conveying the pick.
Right.
But if you have those two young building blocks and they're looking like developing stars,
right.
Whenever you give that pick up to Boston, you'll say, yeah, it's too bad we do that, but look what we got here.
Right.
It just takes the sting out of it.
Yeah.
As I said, I mean, like John Martin, his relationship to covering the NBA and the Grizzlies is not like yours at all. He is much more the common man. Like he is. It's been hard for John to talk about the Grizzlies the last year. It's not been hard for you because you're interested in the weeds, right? Whatever.
Right.
John's back on, you know, and there's I think that's sort of representative of Memphis writ large a little bit. Like this is easy to get your, and I was actually
a little surprised and I think heartened because I tweeted about it sort of preemptively, but I didn't even need to. I thought people were going to be more like, oh, we missed a shot at Zion. And people were not really like that at all.
No.
People were thrilled to jump up to number two, as they should be.
Right, yes. Now, I'm sort of in between you. I will tell you, I know it's just TV theater, that all this happens and it's just unveiled all at once. It's just a TV show. It did not come down to two ping pong balls, right. one by
In the room, you were right. one of 14, right, and then right. one of those 14 teams got.
But in the end, as a TV show, you are right. it's being unveiled. And there was a fleeting bit. I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled with what happened. But there's a fleeting bit of, what would it have been if it had been Zion? But that goes away very quickly when you realize their extraordinary good fortune in getting to two.
You would have rather had the number one pick at Zion. Let's be clear about that before we say anything else. But what you did miss, and it's not you'd rather have Zion, it's not worth it. But even immediately last night you had the, is he going to say he won't go to New Orleans and try to force his way to Atlanta and New York? And then the reports of,
what was his body language as he was?
There were reports of, they got him out of there quickly, and they the video of him, walking across the stage and double-tapping the Atlanta logo, and they had the, is the clock going to start on his free agency right now, just like with Anthony Davis? You have all of that, which when you get that player in a small market, you get all of that, too. You're not going to get that with John Moran or R.J. Barrett.
You're not getting as much of that. You're also, and it's also, honestly, and I don't mean this, I would rather have Zion Williamson. I would have rather had Greg Oden than Kevin Durant. You never know. You never quite know.
It is, again, preface everything with you'd rather have Zion Williamson. But the Zion Jaren thing would be really intriguing but sort of awkward. Right. This is perfect
with either
right?
one of these guys.
I think it's Ja. If everyone thinks it's Ja, it should be Ja. But the point is, and I'll write about this probably next week to get in the weeds of the two players. It's not really a positional question to me. It's just a who is better question.
Clearly,
because if you look at the NBA today, the most important thing is not point guard. It is perimeter playmaker. That could be a point guard. Look at the Western Conference Finals. You have Damian Lillard and Steph Curry. It could be a wing. It could be Kawhi Leonard or Jimmy Butler or Giannis. But the most important thing in the NBA is someone on the perimeter who can handle the ball and score and make plays for other people. And if the Grizzlies are going to be in the future like a competitive playoff team, they have to have a player like that to pair with Jaren Jackson Jr. And now they have a great shot at getting a player like that to pair with Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, the conversation about, and I was saying this earlier on the show, the conversation about fit in terms of these two and what it enables you to do with Mike Conley or whatever else, to me, all seems 100% secondary. There will be one of these players will be better than the other.
Right.
I want them to pick whoever. And I right now think it's probably Ja, but of course there's a month of work to do on these guys. They've been watching them, and there is, I want them to pick the best player, and period. The one of these players will be better than the other one. One will go to more All-Star games. Pick that person.
I might talk to somebody last night, NBA-connected person, so I was like, my question was, is it clear that Ja is number two? And the response I got was, Ja's probably number two,
right.
but it is close enough that you should spend your time on that decision, right? Okay. It is close enough that you need to do all your due diligence. You need to bring them both in for interviews, and you need to do background checks. It is close enough. It is not at all irrational to think R.J. Barrett could be the number two player in this draft. In fact, you know, Kevin O'Connor on the Ringer has him rated the second best player in the draft. He was considered first coming into the season. Yeah. Like, Barrett is a real candidate at number two. It is ultimately probably Ja Morant, but it's a real conversation. It is not an obvious thing.
Yeah.
The way the number one pick is an obvious thing.
You know, Peter had a stat up about the numbers that R.J. Barrett put up in terms of assists, rebounds, points. No one has done that since Penny Hardaway.
Well, here's here's the point I would make, and I will make in writing. And I would take Ja. Let me be clear. If I were running the Grizzlies and the draft were today, I would take Ja Morant. So I'm not – I'm sort of being devil's advocate.
Right, I understand that. Right.
Ja Morant and R.J. Barrett both put up crazy numbers for college basketball last season. In some ways, historic. Like, you were making a point about R.J., the first one, blah, blah, blah. Morant was the first person, I think, ever since these stats have been kept to have a 20-10 points and assists in college, D1. So they both put up crazy stats in college basketball last season. Ja Morant put up crazy stats as a sophomore at a lower level. R.J. Barrett put up crazy stats as a freshman at Duke. So he put up the same stats at a younger age against better competition. Like, to me, you can't dismiss that.
Ja Morant's, if you look at what he did against better competition, though, in his games against better competition, he was also tremendous.
Oh, yeah,
like, there was no fall off.
You look at him in the NCAA tournament.
He had a triple-double, and...
But he was a sophomore, and Barrett was a freshman.
Yeah, he had 16 assists in his first...
And Barrett was a young
first
freshman.
Game. And, yeah, yes. I don't think it's obvious who's going to... Absolutely obvious who's going to be the better player. Having said that, let's talk about Ja Morant, because it's fun. He's got a cool name.
He is the more exciting.
He's more exciting, and he's got the better... He's got definitely the better highlight videos.
Yep.
And what does he potentially bring?
He is a dynamic, electric, on-ball player. He will play fast. He's a great – the thing I love is that he's a great passer.
He's not just
a guy who is super fast with the ball and athletic.
Like, Kobe White is a great athlete, et cetera, but he doesn't have see the floor.
Vision. Yeah. He's got pure point guard court vision and the ability to deliver the ball, Ja Morant has. Sam Vecenie, who does the draft stuff for The Athletic – He said he thinks Ja Morant will step into the NBA next season as the top 10 passer in the league. If you're a top 10 passer in the league, maybe he will, maybe he won't. But he has that kind of ability. And a guy who's got – he's a little slight of build, but he's 6'3". Like, build-wise, he's sort of like Darren Fox. Like, he's got perfectly good size for a point guard in the NBA. He's quick with the ball. He's explosive. I think you saw in the NCAA tournament him knocking down all those threes against Florida State.
Like, that's
not his strength, but that's
– He can.
He can become a good shooter. Yeah. There's no reason to think he can't be a good shooter. And so he looks like a guy who can be an up-tempo pick-and-roll point guard who can be an all-star-level point guard in the NBA. There are real questions. There are questions about him defensively because I don't think he even tried in college.
Part
of that was he was doing literally
so much,
everything offensively. Right. He just sort of stood around on defense. And you had to sort of coach that out of him. I mean, there's some question about how well he'll finish when he's not dunking the ball because of his build. He's got to get strong. He's got to get stronger. He's got to become a better shooter. He's got to put more effort into defense. You're not getting anyone who's a finished product. So there are plenty of questions, but he has clear all-star upside as an NBA point guard.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of guy the idea of him and Jaren Jackson Jr. together as this sort of ultra modern, faster, quicker, more explosive, like Conley Gasol, pick and roll combo is like really exciting.
It's funny, grit and grind is long since a thing of the past. But like these two are both sort of incandescent. We've been trudging for a long time as a franchise. There will be no trudging if that's the combination that you have here. That is it. Well, Kyle will still trudge.
Right.
But he'll have a hard time keeping it. But there's not going to be trudging with these two. Oh, no. Plus, there's a lot of J's. That's kind of fun.
Flying
J's, whatever it is.
Like the old double jaw or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
we're going to come up with here.
Yeah.
So that would be great fun. No, it's just absolutely electric. Now, it does also, I don't know how much it changes the Mike Conley stuff. I think it was true and is true that it makes sense to trade Mike Conley in almost every circumstance, provided you get a decent return. He's going to be 32 heading into next year. He could get hurt, whatever else. I think that was true anyway. If it is Ja Morant, and you can have – I didn't want Delon Wright to be my point guard next year, but I don't mind Delon Wright and Ja Morant being my point guards
to
next
me
year.
The ideal situation for the Grizzlies, and the great thing is that the ideal seems like maybe the most likely,
right?
The ideal situation is, I'm gonna set Conley aside for a minute and come back to Conley.
Yeah,
You take Ja Morant. Yep. You got Ja Morant and Jared Jackson Jr. as your cornerstone foundations. Now you don't have the complication of, like, does Jonas Valanciunas make sense? Like, yes, he makes sense.
Yes, right.
And so you bring him back. You hope you get him on a multi-year deal that makes sense. If not, he's back on the 1 year. But you have him as your starting center of Jaren next year. You hope that your restricted free agency leverage can let you get a reasonable multi-year deal with DeLon Wright, one that will basically coincide with Ja Morant's rookie contract, and so that when you're ready to extend Ja Morant post his rookie contract, DeLon Wright's off the books. But for the short run, you have them together, which right. helps you ease Morant into it. And the other good thing is, like, DeLon Wright's 6'5 and a good defender. They can play together. And so those two can be your point guard foundation that can also play together in an NBA that now rewards multiple playmakers on the floor. And then at that point, you just need to fill out the rest of your roster, like now and going forward, with as many multidimensional wings and or shooters as you can get. And what do you know? You got Mike Conley's a trade piece to help you do that, right?
Right, right. That's exactly it. That team next year that we described, who knows what comes. Let's pretend all that happens. Let's right. pretend Mike Conley is traded. Let's pretend it involves a pick and someone, whatever. Nothing that's going to really give you five more wins next year, right, or whatever. It's still not a good team next year.
I think your hope, this may not happen, but your hope, your reasonable hope, is that team by the end of the season looks like it's a year away from the playoffs.
Right.
Right? Right. Not that it's in the playoffs, right. but it looks right. like this may not be a long. This may be, well, we're back in the mix this next season. That's what right. that's what you hope.
Right. Okay, did the way the lottery fell, because we've been looking at potential homes for Mike Conley.
Yep.
Did the way the lot, as the, now we know the draft order, I still, like some people are talking about, like the Bulls are now at 7. Right. And they there's already some talk they may move their pick.
Yep.
I honestly have a hard time believing that the Bulls would be interested in a 32-year-old Mike Conley.
I think that's a long shot, but I think them moving down three spots helps. To 7 makes it a conversation worth pursuing in a way that if they were the fourth pick, it's not even a non-starter.
I guess that's my question. Is there anyone in the lottery now who you now think, okay, because of where they are, it now would make sense for
I think there were 5 teams in the lottery before the lottery that I thought are potential, like, could their pick be involved in a Mike Conley trade? And I think 4 of them shifted. The one that didn't shift is Minnesota. They moved down one spot. I still think that's a team that could be in the mix with that pick at number 11. The 4 that shifted are the Knicks and Lakers became less likely,
right.
Considerably less likely. They may still be Mike Conley trade destinations, but not involving those draft picks.
Right.
Once they move up, or once the Lakers move up.
And the weird thing is the Lakers now would not involve the draft pick, and it also, if it's Ja Morant,
probably would involve Lonzo Ball. And then what do you
do? And so then what do you do? Like, I think it kind of takes the it's
and like
it Kyle Kuzma
doesn't fit with Jaren Jackson Jr. Probably and right.
I think
right.
it diminishes the chance.
It's just like you want to get off the money, and I don't
right.
And so I think those two teams become less likely, at least in the context of their draft picks, maybe just less likely, period. And I think, while still unlikely, I think the Bulls and the Suns became more likely. Both of those teams need point guards. Those are their biggest needs. They are both teams that I think would like to be a lot better next season. And they both moved down 3 spots in the lottery. And so they are in situations where they may be in a position to draft, depending on how things shake out, Darius Garland or Coby White. But I think those are teams I would be calling. There probably won't be a deal there.
Right.
But those are phone calls that need to be made.
Okay. You said there's four or five Minnesota.
Minnesota didn't really change. They moved down
Minnesota.
One spot.
I just have a hard time. If I'm running the Bulls, I don't do that for a 32-year-old point guard, and I don't do it if I'm.
You just traded for Otto Porter, who's like in the right in his prime. Zach LaVine's not really young anymore. He's right in his prime. Lauri Markkanen is good already. Like, he's young, but he's already good. I don't know.
How about Orlando at 15? Is it Orlando at 15? Is that where they are? Orlando's at
16.
How about Orlando at 16?
Yeah, they are. I'm going to do a Mike Conley trade column probably next week or the week after. But, if you look at those teams outside the lottery who have picks on the draft, I mean, I think Orlando's on that list. I think the teams we've talked about the most, Detroit, Utah, Indiana, are on that list. And the team that I think there has been zero reporting at any time that they are interested would be interested in Mike Conley, but the team that makes almost the most sense to me is San Antonio. because Mike Conley's contract matches up exactly lengthwise with Deron Rosen and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right.
Like, you get Mike Conley, you have him to go with those two guys for the next 2 years, you're good for the next 2 years, and then they're all off the books, and you rebuild, and they have two picks in the draft. They have number 17 and, I think, number 29. To me, that's the team that makes the most sense, but there's been literally zero
reporting along
intel that's a thing.
Yeah. It is. There was so much that was fascinating about last night, including the fact that
the four teams that were ended up in the top four.
Yeah.
That commercial break, to me, we should have all collectively paused the NBA just to gaze in wonderment at, like, those were the four teams.
Yeah.
It was so pregnant
New York,
with meaning.
LA, Memphis, and New Orleans. And boy, people were I was about to say essie about it.
You had the two biggest markets right. and the two smallest markets. Right. But then you had, and I joked with somebody last night, you had this Anthony Davis psychodrama among these three teams, and the Grizzlies just hanging out in the middle of it, like, you know, without a care, right?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Plus, you had that tiebreaker between the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, and the Mavs. They were all 33 and 49. And New Orleans, because of where they fell in the tiebreaker, got the seventh set of combinations. The Grizzlies got the eighth set of combinations, and the Mavs got the ninth set of combinations. And, like, that played out, certainly. You'd take it.
Yeah, I did. I did a section on that. I left my glasses in the car, so I can barely see. But I'm trying to pull up what I wrote. I did a section on that in my notebook I put up today. And there are, like, infinite possibilities of what might have happened in that cluster
right.
of teams. I'll give you one.
Uh-huh.
April 7th at FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies lost to the Mavs 129-127 in overtime. Delon Wright had a 26-foot step-back three at the buzzer that might have won the game, and he missed it. If that shot hits, then the Grizzlies pick would have been headed to Boston. The Pelicans would have been picking second. And Dallas and Washington would have been in a tiebreaker for 6-7 that might have given Dallas Zion Williamson instead of no pick at all. That one shot.
That's if you just plug in where they would have. Yes, plug in the exact same way the lottery fell.
Yeah, the lottery goes the same way according to the slots, but the teams are in different slots. Right.
That's just staggering. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't think it fundamentally, like, it was a wild lottery. It was just tremendous drama. Watching it,
right.
did you watch it in the privacy of your own home?
I did. Yeah.
And what was your as it unfolded? What was take me through it? Like, what was your feeling?
Well, I was trying to get a story up as fast as possible, so I didn't really have time to soak it in. That's why I had to go back and, like, rewind a little bit and sort of. When I had been wondering, you know, that you had that situation with the Grizzlies in the Durant Odin draft.
Right.
Where so many teams moved up that it became clear very early what was happening.
Right.
And that sort of happened in this one where when the Washington pick came up, the Grizzlies and Pelicans, you knew they were both up. And even on the broadcast, they didn't register that. Like, they didn't even talk about the Pelicans at all. They were like, oh, so that means the Grizzlies move up. And I'm at home, just like I was at the Flying Saucer years ago, saying the Pelicans have moved up too. And, like, they didn't even mention that. The graphic went up on the screen.
Who's in that slot?
But when they were talking about it, like, they didn't even grasp that had just happened, right?
Yeah.
And so when you have teams jump up, like you had three teams jump up in this one, you will find out very early that has happened before you see it.
What people are suggesting is that because you know, Cleveland and Phoenix. Phoenix wins 19 games and picks sixth.
Right.
Cleveland wins 19 games and picks fifth. There's no incentive to be bad. Listen, in last year's draft, they would have gotten fifth. Would have gotten Trae Young. Like it's that they're still better. If you're going to be bad, you are still better off being a little more bad.
Manipulating your draft positioning is about two things. It is about your odds of getting a high pick.
Right.
And it's also about establishing establishing a floor. And so the changes they made minimized the sort of negative incentives on both those counts, but not entirely, just minimized a little bit. And so I do think that has had some impact on minimizing the incentive for artificially, like, extreme losing. But they didn't incentivize winning on the other end, you know? And so I think when teams are bad, there's not an extra incentive to be worse, but there's not an incentive to, like, go all out to try to win either. There's no value and extra value in winning. There's just not as much value in losing. And so if you're a bad team, it's not like, you know, you're going to keep playing your veterans to try to win games. You're still going to play your young kids and do all that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just like last year. I mean, Grizzlies, because of Jaren, they got Jaren Jackson Jr. by being bad. Like, that helped. Like, that's why they are where they are. New York, what do you do if you're in New York? L.A.?
I assume that the Knicks and the Lakers picks are both heavily likely to be in play. If not on draft night, then in the aftermath of the draft. I think both picks are likely to be involved in trades. Right. I think the Lakers probably more so, because if the Lakers with LeBron James, like, you just got to turn every asset you have into something that can help them next year. With the Knicks, maybe you can talk yourself into, even if you get Durant and you get Kyrie, R.J. Barrett we think can be good, like, right now, and he can play because he's multi-positional and he can play with them as, like, a third or fourth guy. You talk yourself into that, but I think that pick still has to be in play.
Do you think this changes anything with respect to the Grizzlies coaching pool search candidates?
I was told no last night when I talked to Jason Wexler about that, but I don't really expect to hear anything otherwise. I don't know. I don't think this
think
is
probably
the,
no.
I don't think this is the earthquake of a Zion, right?
Nope.
And so I think it makes the situation look a little better than it did otherwise. But I don't think it changes the pool of coaches that you're talking to. No.
Right. No, I don't either. I think they do you think, by the way, you think they will pick who they think is the best player? Or do you think, in other words, how much does the fact that, like, I don't know what your poll is at now, like, how many people
have 90%
to Morant. Do you think that has...
If they believe Barrett is the best player internally, will that pressure them?
It's really kind of close, but gosh, we're going to get killed. I mean, or does it seek into the subconscious? How does that work?
There's at least two ways. You can look at it of, man, the public pressure is Morant. Maybe we like Barrett, but the public pressure is Morant. There's also the risk of talking yourself into, and I know you don't think this is gonna happen. I don't either. But if you're game planning it out, there's the, if we could keep Mike Conley, like, Barrett would just slot right in, and like if you want to game plan, what's the best case scenario for next season? It's drafting R.J. Barrett and keeping Mike Conley, right? Because then you got Barrett and Conley and Jaren Jackson and Jonas Valanciunas. And so, like, there are all kinds of ways to think about it.
That would be a decent team.
Yeah. I think if they have to work through all this stuff, they have got to peel down by June 20th to a simple question. Who is the best long-range prospect in this draft other than Zion Williamson, and we have to take that play?
Is there going to be
–
do you believe there will be any shenanigans about maneuvering to not go to Memphis, et cetera, or whatever?
No.
It doesn't sound like
no.
it.
No. I mean, Morant basically said last night in some – So somebody asked him, and he just said, "I'm happy to go wherever."
Right.
And so, I think he's from South Carolina, right? Like a small town kid, small college. Barrett has been a little bit more of a star. Here's a wrinkle, and I totally forgot to put this in my notebook. I was going to put it in the story last night, and I decided to save it for the notebook, and I totally forgot. I don't think this will impact anything, but R.J. Barrett's a part of the Canadian national team, and who's one of the senior advisors to the Grizzlies is the head of Canada basketball.
Oh, and
Glenn Grunwald.
And Zach Kleiman went to Duke Law School.
As a Dookie.
And is all, wrapped in there as a Dookie.
So you got Canada, Duke, and
R.J. Barrett.
Right.
Man,
I'm really tempted to turn your mics off right now.
People be rioting. That's exactly right. You got Glenn Grunwald and Zach Kleiman.
Right.
It's R.J. Barrett. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a fun month. It's been a lot of fun. You should read Chris's stuff over at the Daily Memphian. And honestly, now would be the time to get a subscription because it's going to be if you haven't already, because it is going to be Memphis Tiger basketball is fun. Memphis Grizzlies basketball is fun. Tiger football is still fun. Soccer's fun. And plus you got Chris with the definitive history of Memphis music, on the Daily Memphian as well. All right. If you notice cracks in the walls of your home, or your floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, or you got water creeping in anywhere, call Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765. The beauty of this is it's free. Okay, the repairs aren't free if you have something going on, but to have them come out and let you know if something goes on, that is 100% free. They'll say, you don't have any problem at all here. This is nothing. Or they'll say, you got a problem, we can fix it. And if they say that, say, my name, Jeff Calkins, and you will get an additional $50 off the repair price. Seriously, this is something you can look into free of charge. Local company has been doing this for more than a decade. Redeemers Group at 541-8765 or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. The phone number is, what's our phone number? I know Redeemers Group's phone number. 5353-7776. How are you feeling? Did you actually leap off your couch? Did you exclaim? Did you scare the dog? Did you go out and run around the neighborhood yelling, ja, ja, ja? How are you feeling about your beloved Memphis Grizzlies here in the wake of the draft lottery? 5353776, 5353776. We'll talk to you all next. Jeff Cockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
We've all got big plans this summer, like doing some camping, checking out summer concerts, or just lounging on the beach. And at Nissan's Summer of SUVs event, save big on our entire family of SUVs, including Rogue with available ProPilot Assist, so your summer road trip is less stressful. Or available intelligent around view monitor to help you slip into tight parking spots at the beach, concert, or even that campsite. Hurry to Nissan's Summer of SUVs event and plan on this summer being your best. Right now, for a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store. Hurry, event ends soon. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see owner's manual for safety information. Offers end 5/31/19.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome Five Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are a local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell him Gary Parrish told you to call.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much of my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save.
Less required phone trade-in credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We are the underdogs.
All right, back in the Jeff Calkins Show. Oh, Carl, you feeling good about yourself after that lottery? Feeling good about yourself? Memphis Tigers recruiting. You'll feel good about yourself and get yourself to Oak Hall. I know I always feel good about myself when I walk into Oak. Just walking in, I feel good. Walking out, I feel good. And then wearing whatever I get from Oak Hall, I feel good. And people actually compliment me. It's a new thing in my life. People actually compliment me. Sports shirts, by the way, on sale through Saturday. Through Saturday. Buy one, get one half off. Each and every sports shirt in the store. Long sleeve or short sleeve. Cotton or linen or performance. All of them. Buy one, get a second one half price. Johnny O, Peter Millar, Flaherty, all of them. So get yourself to Oak Hall and celebrate. It's the Jeff Calkins Show. 535-3776, 535-3776. We are taking your calls on how you feel about the Memphis Grizzlies in the wake of last night's good fortune. Mark by the airport. Mark, how are you? Mark. Something's up. Mark, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I bought your book about a year or so ago. Hey, it's good stuff.
Oh, Mark, thank you very much.
Hey, oh.
Yep. I appreciate that. It's a collection of columns on the 20 best years of Memphis sports. I think they still have it at Novel, and they may have it at Burks. I don't know if they still have it there. And Amazon, but get it at Novel or Burks or somewhere local. Mark, how are you feeling?
Hey, good. Excited. I never saw the Grizzlies get the number one pick. I think number two, about as good as it could be from last night. Surely the Grizzlies won't repeat their what they did with the last number two pick they had. I hope there's not a 7'6" Tanzanian out there to pick from. But the
There's the dude. There's the dude from South Florida. Taco Fall. They're going to pick Taco Fall. That's exactly it. They're going to pick Taco Fall.
Florida. I'll jump off the bridge. The question for you. I'm excited. I think they got a lot to choose from. Do you answer crazy questions? I got a crazy question.
Go ahead.
Do you think New Orleans would ever consider any deal, any team, trading it out of that number one pick for bodies or anybody? No way.
Not happening. Thank you, though. Sure. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mark. Someone asked me that. Like, people are getting a little bit greedy there. We got the number two pick. That's great. But, what could we give up? I had tweets. Number two and Mike Conley for the number one. No, you can't. Like, that's – I get it. It was fun. But, like, this is great. What's happening is absolutely great, and enjoy it. We go to Trent in East Memphis. Trent, you're on. How you feeling?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
I'm good.
All right. Hey, I got a question. I mean, I was excited about the number two pick last night. Totally stoked. Here's a scenario. What if the Boston Celtics call Memphis, offer up Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and a draft pick for the number two pick? Does Memphis do it?
They don't. I mean, I don't mean Memphis doesn't. I mean Boston doesn't. You just don't. That's not something Boston would do. It would be. Yes, you would consider. You would certainly consider that, but that's not
to consider.
They're not going to do it. Boston has a young core that they are happy with, and they're not more interested in John Morant or R.J. Barrett than that collection of players. But interesting. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776. They got the number two pick in the draft, and everyone wants to trade the damn thing. 535-3776. We go to Jimmy and Olive Branch. Who do you want to trade the number two pick to?
I prefer to keep it, honestly.
Oh, I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I was enjoying a nice evening in the backyard with my wife and almost forgot about the draft lottery. So I pull it up on my mobile device and I cut the volume down real low, just kind of watching it, because I don't want to ruin the mood with my wife, And
totally get that.
And then when it went to commercial break and it was the Final Four and the Grizzlies were still in it, I told her, I said, honey, I've got to get up. I've got to go inside. I'll be right back, I promise. So luckily I didn't feel the wrath from her for doing that. But, I'm excited about it. I mean, obviously other than having the first pick, the second pick, and the two options there with Morant and RJ are about the best scenario that we could ever have imagined.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
5353776, 5353776. We go to Stanley in South Haven. Stanley.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good.
Look, I was ecstatic. I went numb. I screamed. I scared my poor wife. I think she's still mad at me because I scared her half to death.
Who's mad at you?
My wife. Oh. I screamed out loud.
At what point did you scream? Did you scream when they jumped up into the top four? Did you scream when they went from four and it was clear they weren't going to be three? At what point were you, or did you start screaming it when they, and continue screaming throughout?
When the, who got the third pick?
The Knicks.
When they moved into the top two.
Yeah.
Yes, I screamed then. Because I was like, this cannot be happening. I felt like Tim Conway, when he shot himself full of the magic from the dentist's office. I felt numb inside.
it was a lot of fun, wasn't it? And you're feeling good about the team now, I take it.
I am. I really would love for us to get John Morant, the Flying J's, the Triple J's, we want to call it a duo, but I'm ecstatic.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. 5353776, 5353776. We go to Ryan in Germantown. Ryan, you're on.
What's up, Jeff? How are you?
Good.
Going into the lottery last night, obviously you want to jump into the top four. So when the card's not pulled and you're in the top four, you automatically get excitement. And then when they pull out the Knicks and the Lakers at 3 and 4, and then you're in the final two, obviously, when you get pulled out at 2, it's a little disappointment because you're missing out on Zion. But when you look back at it, jumping from 8 to 2, it's incredible. Changes the outset of this franchise. If you get an all-star caliber player in Ja Morant or R.J. Barrett, whichever one they choose to pair with Jaren Jackson, the future is much brighter. What a time to be a Memphian. Penny, Grizzlies, Memphis football is about to start soon. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Glad
Thanks
I got
very
the
much.
Second pick.
I appreciate yep. it. Biggest jump, by the way, in Grizzlies history. They had never taken that big a jump before. We're going to bang through these real quick. We go to Curtis in Midtown. Curtis, you're on.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going,
Good.
Bud? Hey, I just want to say, man, I'm excited, but nobody was more excited than my 91-year-old grandmother.
Really?
She's the one that broke the news to me. She's the biggest Grizz fan ever. I mean, she watches all the games. And we watch them together, and it was just a big, you know, last year was kind of like a disappointment, but we did the best that we could with the team that we got. But this is really exciting. I mean, it's a really exciting time.
Now, does your grandmother go to the games, Curtis?
No, sir. She doesn't go to the games. Well, she's 91. I mean, she can't really walk up the stairs or anything like that. But she's the biggest fan, man. She loves the pre-games and everything.
That's great. Tell her the future is bright.
The future is bright.
The future is bright.
Honestly, I think we should go ahead and get John Morant, my personal opinion. But that's, man, it's an exciting time.
Thanks, Curtis.
I mean, it's great.
I appreciate it. We're going to take two more here. Jay, you're on.
Oh, yeah, man, I was ecstatic. You know, to me, this is the best possible outcome because I wouldn't let myself believe that we could get number one, so I was hoping for number two. Get us an heir apparent to Mike Conley. I'm not opposed to keeping Mike because there's no one better for him to learn, but let somebody blows off with a deal. And, hey, I say you keep him in, you put him together, man, do what you do.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Last call on this topic, Paul in Memphis. Paul, you're on.
Hey, Jeff, yeah, I'm excited about the choice, the second pick. I'm a pastor here in the city.
Bless
and
you.
I was in Bible study while it was going on. And so we're gathering around to pray at the end of Bible study, and one of my members tells me in Bible study, and I just lose it. And I can't get myself back together. I kept saying, really, we got number two? Are you kidding?
You're in the midst of Bible study, and the Spirit overcame you here? This is
like... Yeah, I got overcome by the Spirit, man. It was wonderful, and I'm thankful. Isn't this the most exciting time to be a basketball fan in Memphis for the Tigers and for the
Grizzlies? What did your flock think of you?
They laughed. They laughed because they know I'm a Grizzlies fan. And they laughed, and some of them were just as happy as I was.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi. Welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast
to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway, nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at Led's. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at ledsonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
Led's. Up your life with Led's. Led's. Up your life.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash. Yeah. New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever. And forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
I'm gonna have a good day, and all my homies gonna ride today.
That's right.
And all these mommies look fly today, and all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a good day.
You know, it's appropriate we're called the Triumph Bank Studios because today is a day of triumph, isn't it? Don't you think today is a day of triumph?
Well said.
And no one cares more about. It's a local bank started in 2006. Now it's a regional bank because it's got $800 million of assets. But it started in Memphis, and a lot of good things happen in Memphis right now on the sports scene, certainly, but also over at Triumph Bank. They can do anything that any other bank can do. They've got enormous resources. and assets, but they're also personal. You might you walk in there, you lost your debit card, you can get it printed on the spot. You want Will Chase's cell phone number? He's the CEO. He'll give it to you. It's just the kind of bank that you think banks should once were and should still be, and also deeply embedded in the community. Invested in the community and invested in making banking easy for you. Let's do the one story that we haven't talked about.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
You know what? The hell with that. Can we play this lottery thing again? Can we play the lottery sound again? It was too much fun. Let's go. Can we play the lottery sound? Let's hear what it sounded like last night.
The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, that was sweet.
The third pick goes to the New York Knicks.
And now at this point, people are like fainting all over Memphis.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans.
Did you notice Elliot immediately started clapping?
Yes.
Like, so David Griffin goes over and hugs Elliot, right?
Yes.
And
David Griffin, low-key, luckiest human being alive. Someone needs to take him to Tunica.
Unbelievable. Four out of the last five franchises that he's been connected with.
We thought it was the son of
Yeah.
We thought it was the son of the owner. No, it turned out it was David Griffin.
It's David Griffin who's the good luck charm. And but Elliot's turning into a hell of a good luck charm, too, having gotten the Grizzlies. Let's be honest. Jaren Jackson Jr. and now John Morant.
Heck yeah.
That's nice work by Sox, and we will be celebrating it all day. And let's be honest, it makes for a – this is going to be a fun offseason. It has changed the complete complexion of this offseason. Jeffrey, what is coming up next on today's
Here's
schedule?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeffrey,
what's
coming up next on Jason and John. Jeff Goodman will join them at 12:25, of course, to talk John Morant as well as college basketball in general. On the 2 to 4 show today – joining me at 3 o'clock will be Bill Bender. Also joining me will be Brian Kabrowski. Later in the afternoon, we'll get into all the NBA stuff. Gary Parrish will also have Joe Mullinax, as well as the Murray State head coach, whose name I do not have right now. My bad.
GP is going to have John Morant's coach.
Correct.
Well, that'll be fun. Don't turn that dial.
Also, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. It's the Unicorn Cash Contest, baby. Make sure you're listening for your chance to win.
Right. And then at 6 o'clock,
yep,
we've got the 6.
Oh, yeah.
Where you take the best of from the days of programming. And really, it's a – don't turn that dial. Fun day, fun time to be in Memphis. Have a great day. We will be back tomorrow. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, but our work here is done.
Wiseman, Jeffrey, Saul, Dandridge, Lester Quinones, Rajon Tucker, Boogie Ellis.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9.
The fruitful land in the world.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Learning how to kayak off the Oregon coast.
Oh my God!
And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready.
Stay ready to go all summer long.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discount.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.